Hello, wonderful audience. What follows is a rerun of a previous NaNoWriMo episode. I used to do them daily during NaNoWriMo, and this year I decided I wanted to run reruns while I work on my own NaNoWriMo project. So you may hear strange day numbers that do not correspond with what you're experiencing. And you may hear that the projected word count is either way above or way below what you think it is. So, ignore those. The middle part should be pretty good. And thanks for your patience. If you want to catch me live doing write-ins, go to twitch.tv/mightymur on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now let's go listen to John Anilio.
Got 50,000 words to go.
Tonight at 8 p.m., see the shocking conclusion of this season's WMUR audio drama, The Character Who Wanted Nothing. Barbara, I wish you'd get out of that seat.
But John, I want nothing.
Barbara, we can't move this plot along. There are things, narrative things, going on outside this door, and yet you won't get up.
But John, there's nothing I want. Nothing drives me. I'm so bored.
If only you wanted something, Barbara. A glass of water, even. I could get you out of that chair, and we could move this narrative along. Why won't you listen to me?
Oh, John, I'd care. I'd cry.
But really, I just don't want anything. It's boring, but it's what the show's about. Tune in tonight for The Character Who Wanted Nothing. And if you want your audio drama to be a little better than The Character Who Wanted Nothing, why don't you give your characters something to strive for? Every single character needs something to want. John wants Barbara to get out of the stupid chair. Barbara wants nothing. And therefore their narrative is stalled. If you are stalled in your story, then why don't you think, what does your character want? And put it on a high shelf far away from them. You're listening to WMUR Radio, and it is day 3 of NaNoWriMo. At the end of the day, you should have around 5,000 words. Do you know what that means? That means you're a tenth of the way there. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Music by John Anilio, used by permission. This podcast is brought to you by you, wonderful patrons who support the show and help me make these. Thank you.